Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Real quick, check this out.
The series, come again, big goals from Xavi, Kiwi, Danny, suck on those, but I got to give it to the f***ing Russian machine. Yeah! Yeah!
We're not going home!
Oh my God, I love it. The Dallas Stars nice advance to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Rounders.
They will face either the Islanders or the Lightning. That Game 5 gets going tonight. Lightning with a 3-1 series lead. Check this out real quick. If you want something impressive from the Tolos, Michael Casey, who is a Tolo, he submitted his NHL bracket prediction. He had Vegas and Vancouver winning to play each other. That happened. Colorado and Dallas winning to play each other. That happened. Dallas and Vegas winning to play each other. That happened. And Dallas winning to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. In the East, he had Philly and the Islanders winning to play each other. That happened. He had the Lightning and the Bruins win to play each other. That happened. He had the Islanders and the Lightning to play each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. That happened. And the Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Stars. The Lightning are currently ahead 3-1. In the national bracket, he is right now tied for second. And the guy who's first predicted that the Islanders would win the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
And so that person should probably be out, which means he'll be tied for first in this national bracket competition.
I think that was the Karate Kid who put in that other one.
Did he already pick the Stanley Cup winner?
He did. Now, he's tied with a fellow by the name of Chris W. I don't know who that person is. Screw
Woodward.
That person. They picked the Lightning to win the Stanley Cup Finals. But our Tolo, he picked the Dallas Stars on NHL.com to win the championship. So think about that.
What does he win?
NHL.com.
$1 million?
What's that?
What does he win?
I'm not actually sure.
It's $1 billion, Mike.
I don't think it's $1 billion, but he's currently second.
Quadrillion
on
dollars.
NHL. It's not quadrillion dollars.
Quintillion dollars.
He's currently second on the NHL.com leaderboard. And after the Islanders lose, he'll be tied for first in the entire national bracket because in part of the Stars.
That's pretty impressive, man. I like that a lot.
Now, the Stars, they win yesterday. They now are 8-0 in series where they have a 3-1 advantage. Udobin had a 930 save percentage in the regular season, 950 in the conference finals for Dobby. So
nice.
You're looking for him to step up his game. It is freaking insane. And if you want to send in more ideas of how you celebrated, we definitely want to know. And then I told you the ESPN.com headline said the Stars are going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1999.
Nice.
Which, of course, is incorrect, Corey.
Because it was 2000.
That's
when they
right.
Went back and lost.
I don't worry about what happened. I heard they canceled the Stanley Cup Finals that year. It was a really weird deal. We don't have to worry about that. But It's been 20 years, Corey.
And so Dobby Kevin was the guy that in that audio that we just played with the amazing music from Kevin's favorite TV show that I've still never watched.
Oh, that show's so good.
That video is Dobby getting the chain from his teammates.
We're not going high!
Oh, it's so awesome!
It almost sounds like a threat a little bit with that accent.
First person was in the bubble. You're right. It totally does sound like a threat. You know what? You said this morning, when he stops in that video and turns around, you almost expected him to say what?
I don't expect you to talk, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. Like, that almost felt like right there. And I was like, I'm glad I'm on his side.
That being said, the chain, I kind of was interested in, and I know a lot of people out there that are hardcore Stars fans probably already knew this, but I know that there, because we've seen this, are a lot of new Stars fans that are joining as well. And that thing goes back to like the February time, and I think Bonus was the guy that introduced the chain to the team, because he's really big on like visual symbols.
Okay.
Hurricanes football team?
Nope. Maybe so, Mike. Maybe you're right. Well, actually, last year they had a cowboy hat, and the cowboy hat was what they would give to each other as a trinket for people that would that played exceptional. But they said that it was too difficult to pack and carry with them whenever they would travel, so they were just like, screw it. So that's why they started going with the chain instead. But Bonus is a big, and Mike, I don't know how much your coach has had stuff like this, but he has, like, they take a rope with them and they put it up in their locker room to know that everybody, and then when they're on the road, everybody's pulling the same rope. So he's one of those guys that he like has a lot of different visual cues. I think he added a standings board back in the locker room so guys could look at the standings. I remember there was a big argument with Banny where he was like, I don't even know what the standings are. And you're like, are you kidding me right now? Like, you want to know what the standings are.
That was a funny show that day.
So Bonus was the one that kind of brought this back and was like, look, I want you guys to have things that remind you of stuff and then motivate you and stuff like that. Now, Kevin Ronto was the first one that I saw yell, we aren't going home. I don't know who else has done it before, but when Dobby said it, man, I think it really was something special, because now you're going to the final.
KNC masterpiece. I'm stuck on this. You guys covered high school football for how many years?
8.
Yeah. And then there was a show based on Texas high school football that was one of the most popular shows in the United States of America. And, Corey, you decided not to watch it, even though you spent most of your adult life covering high school football.
Yeah, I lived. That actually, makes it wasn't no most sense. Wasn't most of my adult life. Kevin did 8. I did 4, maybe, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. It's an awesome show.
I went to go do some other stuff. And I'll admit, Mike, I've been very honest about this my entire career. I always looked at high school as a chance to go to the next place. I covered it as an opportunity to get to the next place. I've always wanted to cover pro sports. So I lived it. I saw the experience. I understand it. I also played high school football. So I get it.
Book's better. Fun.
It's awesome.
So,
the book is better than the movie, but the show's pretty stinking awesome. At the end, obviously, it gets a little bit. There's a reason that it ended up, falling off, is because at the end, like most shows, it's like, all right, we've done it. We need to move on.
We're gonna have a conversation about this as a separate time, because I don't know if I actually agree with that at all. When Vince Michael B. Jordan shows up on the scene, we'll talk about that at another point. All right. I like this question. I don't speak hockey. What are the chances they win it all compared to the other teams playing? All right. So I think if the Islanders win, it'll be pretty close betting line-wise. If the Lightning win, which it looks like they will, you are going to be an overwhelming underdog. And here's the thing.
Is it because they scored 7 and 8 goals in 2 games, Kevin, here in the playoffs?
I mean, you could argue that. I also think it's because the Lightning, they have a far superior record, and they have been throttling people all throughout the playoffs. First series, 4-1. Second series, 4-1. They can close it out 4-1 tonight. People just think the Lightning are a better team. But here's the thing. Is maybe your series against Calgary was a push. Maybe. I saw a lot of people thought Calgary was going to win. You were a pretty big underdog against the Avalanche. You were a bigger underdog against Vegas. And now you would be a bigger underdog against the Lightning. And it's worked out just fine for you.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Let's go be the underdog. Let's have people doubt everybody. Did you see the? Was it Barstool over the weekend posted that sign? I don't know if it was a real from the Stars locker room, but their game plan for against Colorado in Game 7.
I did not.
And it had effing win and then beers. Those were the two things that they checked off. So that was pretty awesome.
Oh,
that was their game plan, Kevin. F and win, and then beers after the game.
That makes sense to me. All right, right now.
Sounds like Friday Night Lights.
I got a little bit, actually. Right now, we have the man, but maybe more importantly, we have the reaction from the man after the Stars clinched their spot in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Are you filming?
It is Jared Sandler. Jared, I know we're going to talk Rangers as well, but the Stars are going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
That was awesome. So that was only like the last 5 seconds of a 20-second celebration, but it's pretty cool. You know, I guess 20 seconds in honor of the 20 years in between Stanley Cup games. I'm thankful that I was there, but unfortunately because of the result, I was at the very last Stanley Cup game that the Stars participated in that ended in overtime with a Jason Arnott goal before he became a Star. And I'm very happy that I no longer can say I've been to the last one because I'm excited for this team to get back. I will fully admit two things. I didn't think they were going to beat Colorado, and I didn't think they were going to beat Vegas. So I have been proven wrong, but this team is fun to watch.
Do you think they can beat Tampa then?
I mean, if you want me to be honest, and it seems like things are going really well with my honesty here, I'll say no.
Okay.
And they prove me wrong again. But, I think they've proven a lot of people wrong, but I have no problem admitting that I am certainly in that group of folks who did not think this team would be where they are now.
So as long as we're talking about championship-level series, I saw Mr. I Hate Baseball, Rob Manfred, say that they hope to have fans at the league championship series and World Series. Even if it wouldn't involve our team, would you be stoked at the opportunity to go see high-level baseball at the new park?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure if I would go or not, but I think it would be cool. I think it's great that, like, this ballpark's now finally getting showcased, right?
Yeah.
I think it was a cool move. You know, Major League Baseball could have gone a few different spots, and noted by, their World Baseball Classic selections. You know, they're parks that they love for these, big moment type events, but I think it's cool that they, are giving this park a chance to kind of spotlight itself. It makes sense for logistical reasons, but again, they had options, but this seems like the right move. And it'll be cool to, say that the ballpark has hosted those events. And hopefully for the fans, they start to, get a chance to break the new park in from a fan standpoint before next year.
Well, I know I'll be online if that happens. If there's a possibility to go to the NL Championship Series or the World Series, I'm going to try my best to take my kids because I think that they would love seeing that. Now, Jared, I'm going to get...
Sorry, Mike, is there like a lottery? I guess I haven't looked at
how it works. I have no idea.
I don't think they've set it up just yet. This is just Manfred stepping out and going, what we would really like is to have fans at these three series.
I mean, to be honest, right, Jared, I do think it is great that for baseball that Jerry's going to have some home games to see how it goes. So in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Arlington, he's going to get to see how, whether it's 25,000 or 50,000 people in a building, how it ends up going right next door to have an idea of how many they can fit into a championship series or a World Series right next door. So that being said, Rangers go on the road, last road trip of the year. It comes and goes quickly. The Rangers are almost done with this season, last road trip of the year. 4-17 on the road, Jared. That is the worst in Major League Baseball. Pirates are trying their best to catch the Rangers there at 5-18. What do you see as the major difference between a team that is average, 500 at home, and a team that is the worst in Major League Baseball on the road?
Well, the team at home has Mark McLemore and Steve Buscell, two seasoned vets.
I guess so. Those SOBs, I'm jealous of them, man.
Who does the road team have then? They would need to get rid of those guys.
Well, they got David Murphy, who's a sweetheart of a man, but then they also have some guy, Mike Smashick, and he just can't bring them any luck.
That is my dude, Mike Bassick, you're talking about.
I've been there for all four. Murphy missed one for a Little League baseball game. He's only seen 3 wins of the Rangers this year.
It's funny how that all breaks down. But, the big difference, and the pitching really has kind of struggled in general, but it does seem like the pitching has been way more of a challenge on the road, particularly in the walks department. And then offensively, this team, I don't know that they're like significantly better on the road than they are at home, but they are able more so to get the long ball and they can benefit from one swing kind of bailing them out. They still, it seems like they have trouble hitting home runs at home the way that, we're used to.
All right, Jared, we appreciate it as always. I'm going to let you bask in the glory of the Stars' victory, and I hope your prediction trend continues, especially if we play Tampa Bay.
Me too. Can't wait.
All right, brought to you every weekday by Truly Hard Seltzer. Thanks, Jared.
See you guys. Thank you.
Jared Sandler, you can find him.
Whoa. I can't do that in my house.
I want you to play that every single time we have Jared on. You can find him on Twitter at Jared Sandler. Would you be allowed to do that, Bassick, if the Stars won the cup, though? Do you get an exception for that? Corey said he does.
That you'd wake up the kids at like 11
p.m. They won
PM
the
night?
Stanley Cup.
My house, I do whatever the hell I want.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, right. That's the most lying statement you've ever said on the air.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.